Call me in Connor. 6:30. You guys look at the minutes. Take a look at all the minutes.
You did.
Motion.
I make a motion to approve the minutes. February 10th meeting.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay, good. And I guess we'll move right into resolutions then. Being that our guest speakers are maybe, hopefully, just running late. So, alright.
Well, we will go right.
Probably in change of
so
much. And then
they're going to be.
Yeah, they're over there in the solid waste store.
You want me to go what?
The lights party gone over at Chambers, right?
Yeah, there is a meeting over there.
Oh, there is?
Right now. I can go pump my head
and
see.
Yeah, right. Okay.
Can't hurt, right?
Okay. Hold on a second.
No, I can hold on.
Okay. Alright, well, we will move to resolution. The resolution is 107, and that's the 2015 appropriation for awareness, and that's from $1,000. And the legislator was really is moving it.
Second.
And discussion?
It's a great program. It's a peer-to-peer program. Totally staffed by volunteers.
Mm-hmm.
If you've read recently that SUNY New Falls has been graced with the most drug offenses in the SUNY system in the United States. So I did attend a meeting last Friday to see, you know, how our money is being spent. And the judge in New Falls sent 20 kids from SUNY New Falls into that program. When they came into the program, they all had poor attitudes that night. They didn't want to be there. The first question they asked them was, did you feel like you were unjustly, you know, arrested or gotten a ticket? And all 20 of them said yes to me. And throughout the program, it was about 2 hours. By the time it was ended, they were all glad they were there.
So it's making a difference.
It's making a difference.
Good to know.
Now, you know, you're not going to get 20 kids not to go back to doing drugs or getting caught, you know. It's just the cycle of things and the way things go. But it gives them a second chance to judge ACDs. Is that what they call them? ACDs? After they complete the 6-week program and they have a clean record, they have a fresh start and they can try again.
What was the allocation last year, Dina?
5.
It was 5.
I asked for 10,
mm-hmm.
And in the Ways and Means Committee, they chopped it to 5 right away. For no apparent reason.
Last year.
Because
last year, yeah.
Because there was, she never had funds before.
Okay. Very good. Any other discussion? All right. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Carried. All right. We will move on to Resolution 123. That's amending the 2015 budget to accept an additional allocation of funds for the New York State. Children and Family Services, $40,000.
So moved.
$300,000.
Is a guy who can't spend it.
We're moving right along. Jeez, we don't have guests here, so we're going to be done in like 5 minutes.
I'll fumble the
discussion.
I know Ken's not here. It's not for the ESTA program. STSJP. Is that part of Children's Coordinated Services?
Yeah, exactly.
Supervision Treatment Services for Juvenile Program.
Okay, it's administered through Social Services.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Excellent.
And this is additional funds from the state, and I think we, county contribution is 24/7, was it moved?
No, it wasn't. Oh, okay.
I'm sorry. Okay. Any other discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Carried. Very well. All right. Moving on to Resolution 131. That's the 14th of November. It's still vacancy in the County Trail Advisory Committee.
That's right
there. Ryan. I have spoken. Oh, move it.
Okay.
I'll move it. Second. Very good. All right. I had spoken with Steve Rice earlier today, and he said that he could not have found a better person for the position. So, I didn't... Is the red man on the back?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I didn't look at it. I know.
I only got it.
Good for me.
I only got it earlier today.
I've
been dead.
Any discussion? Questions?
Well, I'm dead. It looks like,
The trail guy. That he is. Okay, well, discussion, all in favor?
Aye.
Carried. So, now,
I do all the new
business. Yeah, I can do all the new business. Anybody have anything old, anything new, anyone who's borrowing?
I have just a personal comment about Health Alliance. I had a bout of an illness on Saturday night, and normally I like to go to these emergency centers, Medicare, but it was too late. It was like 10:30, and I went to the Kingston Hospital emergency room, and they were professional. They took me in immediately. I was seen by the attending physician, and given meds and on my way. It was a pleasant experience, and I hadn't experienced that in the past couple of years. So I think that they're really on their mark, and I commend them for running a tight ship there now.
That's good to know.
Yep. Running on the public record.
Good.
Yeah. It looked pretty good for somebody who was not
coming
home on Saturday.
I had gout.
Oh, gosh. I'll tell you that later.
Okay. Yeah, it came on during dinner, and it just, like that.
Have you had it before?
Sorry. I've had it before. But it's like,
do you get it in strange locations? Or is it
no, it's always in my
room. Really? Control. It's all sleep.
What?
Where do you go? I just wanted to
state that the emergency room is professional. They did a great job, and they fixed me up and got me back out.
Good. Very good.
All right. Oof.
All right.
Well, it's 638, Mr. Chairman.
638? Do you have a contact number for them?
No, but she had email. And she did invite them, and she said that, please keep your eye out for them.
There's a piece on HBO, there's an investigative news series called Vice, and they had a special edition, and it was about that they're on the verge of a cure for cancer, they think. And it was discovered by an oncologist from Winnipeg, Canada. And basically what they're doing is it's a premise that's been around for almost 100 years. Originally they discovered that prostitutes in the London area would be susceptible to pick up rabies, so they would give them rabies vaccinations. And then when they did some subsequent testing on these women, they found that their rates of cervical cancer were lower than the general public. So it was something about the antiviral properties of the rabies vaccine that gave them a protection from certain types of cancer. So it's a premise that there are certain vaccines that hold the key to, certain viruses, that hold the key to protecting or finding the cure for other viruses. So what they do is they take the HIV virus and they've learned how to strip it down and dissect it apart, and they take the component of it that attacks your immune system and they reprogram it and they inject it into your system, into your cells, and they program it so it kills the cancer cells in your body. It's very cutting edge. It's been fast-tracked by the FDA. And originally they were having funding issues because the original studies were back in like 2006, 2007, and there was a children's hospital in Philadelphia where there was a seven-year-old girl that was profiled, and she was basically given no chance of survival. They had exhausted all of their methods of treatment, and she went into a coma. She was in a coma for like 3 weeks, and they gave her a 1 in 1,000 chance of coming out of the coma, but they said they were charting on, you know, uncharted waters because they hadn't experienced this before the oncologist. And when she came out, they did the tests on her, the cancer was totally in remission, totally gone. And then, so they had 4 children in this pediatric oncology center at Philadelphia Children's Hospital. All 4 of them were cured. So the doctor, after the recession in 2008, they were losing funding. So he went and took a chance, and he wrote a scholarly peer-reviewed journal article with only 4 test subjects, which is unheard of in the medical field. And he got it published, and then it ended up on the front page of the New York Times. And through that publicity it got on the New York Times, it garnered a lot of funding, exactly. And then so it got fast-tracked by the FDA, and they think that this is big in the fight against cancer, that it might be, you know, on the, yeah, so I just figured I'd pass it on before waiting for the speakers, maybe still show up.
I'd like to make a motion to adjourn.
Yeah. Second one.
No contact information.
Well, it's 12 minutes.
12 minutes.
It's 6:42.
Okay.
3 more minutes.
Yeah, let's do 3 more minutes.
You want to withdraw your motion? I'll withdraw in a second.
Okay.
I want to make a motion to temporarily adjourn the meeting, and then after 5 minutes,
after 5 minutes, we're going to go in a second.
Yeah.